Hey guys, what's up? Zach here with the Zach Shanky Podcast. So, if you're relatively new to this podcast, let me just tell you, this is where I get to blab and rant. I am a person who has truly found a purpose in life. So many different purposes, really, but ultimately, the purpose that I love is to help people find themselves and to help people, you know, discover their own spiritual journey. And I like to guide people doing that. And my vehicle that I use for that is through business. It's using the marketplace to help other people gain the joy and happiness that I've gained. It's just insane. And of course, to make money along the way. So I have built multiple six-figure businesses over the years. And you know, each one learning curves and hurdles and struggles and things like that, until I get to, you know, where I am today, which is a very successful business, as well as I'm trading on a daily basis successfully, consistently. And that, my friends, is the biggest security blanket of all. Even if business goes under today, I don't care. Isn't that amazing? I do care in the fact that I'm not helping people, but I don't care financially. And it's such a, what a beautiful thing. What a beautiful thing. So what I want to talk about today is something is a little, okay. Another thing about me, I like to come up with these crazy, weird, wild, very against the grain ideas, because I believe there's a lot of things that suck in terms of businesses and structures and models and things like that. There's ultimately one industry I'm about to tap into just by myself, because I can. I'm going to be my own guinea pig for this crazy idea. I want to combine the banking industry and the insurance industry, because what is set up right now for both of those is just stupid. It's really dumb, and I want to explain this to you guys because I think you're going to totally get it. Okay, first, let's talk banking. Okay, this is a simple thing to understand. It'll help you understand my idea for health insurance, and that's the thing I'm starting by myself as of yesterday. So, banking. Here's how it works with the banks, okay? People open checking accounts, savings accounts, what have you, some kind of account in the bank, right? Okay. They, what do? They put their money into their checking account so that they can use it later for grocery shopping or for whatever they need, right? And so they put this money into the checking account. Well, what the bank does then is they say, oh, thank you for that. And they take that money and they go and trade it. They have professional traders that trade on the markets in a variety of different ways. And trillions, literally trillions of dollars flow through banks, through those markets. Trillions of dollars. It's our money. They're using the money from the checking account, etc. And then, of course, when you want to spend the money, right? You go grocery shopping, you spend $100 or something like that. Well, it's no problem. They just go to their trading account and they pull out $100 and they give it to you. But in the meantime, they just made 10% off of your checking account. So they don't care giving you back $100. They just made a 10% profit from your money because. Now listen, that in and of itself is a great business model for the banks, right? Here's where it gets freaking stupid. As soon as that was found out that, oh my gosh, the banks are actually like trading people's money, the bank was like, oh, you know what? To silence, you know, complaints with that, we need to like give them something. So what they did is they said, hey, you open a high yield savings account with us, you know, you can get a 1.5% return every year, guaranteed. We'll guarantee you 1.5%. It's not even guaranteed, but on average, 1.5% yield per year. And people are like, sweet, free money, right? Yeah, woohoo. So $1,000, you gain $1.50. Is that right? Sorry, $10.50. $10 a year on $1,000. Rolling in the dough. So here's my thought process. If we have our own traders, we have our own bank, we have people putting money into their checking account, what if we guarantee them 10% a month? Even 5% a month. I'll say 10% for easy math. Okay, what if we guarantee 10% a month? So somebody pops $1,000 into their checking account, right? And let's just say, for this perfect example, they never spend a dime of it. Okay, at the end of that month, they would have an extra $100. What if that was a thing? 10% is easy, easy to do. If we had an army of traders to handle the volume. So that's kind of the idea behind our banking strategies that we're going to have. We're going to have a prosperity bank of some kind. I don't think that's the name of it because I'm pretty sure there is a prosperity bank already. So we'll have to make some changes there. But you get the idea. Okay, this is what we want to do as a bank. Now, let's talk about insurance. Okay, you guys have probably heard me rant about health insurance a couple of times. Health insurance is basically a socialist government. Okay, let's be real. So the way a socialist government works is that everybody pays a whole ton of money in taxes, and the government decides how to use the money and allocate the money for free services to the public, such as health insurance, or such as, I don't know, just a whole bunch of things, even sometimes food. So they ultimately decide based on your taxes. It's one step closer to communism, because communism is they take everything and then distribute everything equally, including how much you make, etc. Okay, socialism, you get to keep some of what you make by yourself on your own, but you just pay way, 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 way more in taxes, and then those taxes get distributed for a lot of free stuff, quote unquote free stuff. What's the challenge with that? I mean, that sounds great, free stuff. Let's do it. Right? If we look at Canada, for example, I know I got some Canadian listeners. You guys get free healthcare. That sounds amazing. Free healthcare? Yes, please. Except, here's the problem. I see a doctor once every 2 years. Okay? Between me and my six kids. Now, let's say five. We won't include the 18-year-old. 19-year-old now. We won't include him, but we'll include the other five. The five that are living with parent. Either me or their mom. Okay. Let's just say, taking me and my five kids that are still living with me, we go to a doctor twice a year. Total. Total. If I pay that out of pocket, we're talking like $200. But with a socialist country, I would be paying significantly more than that in taxes in order to cover everyone's health care. Now, granted, some people are going to use that health care a whole bunch. My point is that's not necessarily, or should not necessarily, be my responsibility. That should be the responsibility of them, or their immediate family, or their extended family, or eventually getting to charitable donations, which I would be happy to donate charitably if I wasn't paying so much in taxes, right? And that statistic right there has been proven, that there are times in the U.S. when taxes are lower because of whoever's the president or what have you, and when the tax is lower, it immediately, you can Google this, whenever there's lower taxes in the U.S., charitable donations increase. Isn't that interesting? People, I truly believe people are good. There's a lot of stupid out there, but there are vast majority good people. So that's a socialist structure. Let's look at health insurance. How is this any different? Here's where it would make sense. Okay, if I was paying health insurance, and let's say I pay, I don't know, for a family, $1,000. $1,000 a month. You know what would make sense? It would make sense then that I don't have to pay anything else. It would make sense that I'd say, okay, I'm paying $1,000, and we go to the doctor twice a year, and that's it. I mean, that's dumb, because that's $12,000, and then the insurance company pays $200 of that to cover expenses. But there could be something worse, right? Somebody, a kid breaks their arm, right? Now, all of a sudden, that $12,000, you know, five of it has to go to fix the broken arm, right? Or whatever it is. So it's the security aspect of it. It sounds great. The problem is that that's not how it works. If I decide I want to pay $1,000 because, who knows, something could happen, and I want to be prepared with health insurance. So I'm paying $1,000 a month for me and my kids. Okay? And and let's just say
something does happen. Let's just say we go to the doctor. I go to the doctor, guess what? It's not free. I still have to pay for the doctor's visit up to $5,000 because that's the deductible. So now I'm paying $12,000 plus another $5,000, which is the deductible. So now we're at $17,000 out of pocket. Okay, let's say something terrible happens, car accident, and we're in the ER. You know, a child has a couple broken ribs and stuff and needs whatever, like something major tragic happens. Okay, so now all of a sudden, I was paying the $1,000 a month, that's $12,000 a year, and then I covered my deductible, $5,000 for sure, because this is a very expensive thing. And so now all of a sudden I paid $17,000. Okay, now the insurance can cover it, right? No. Now insurance is going to cover anywhere from 50 to 80% of the cost. So I'm still paying. It just seems to me like there has to be a better solution. So I gave this a lot of thought over the years, guys. This is not something that just came up. This is something that I've dealt with ever since I was an employee, and they asked if I wanted health insurance, and I said no because of how dumb it is. Okay? It just doesn't, my brain doesn't compute. Now, some of you might be all for health insurance, and that's fine and dandy. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying this is my personal viewpoint on it. I think it's probably the biggest scam known to man for me. And for generally healthy people, I think it's the same. I'm a healthy person. I am overweight, so there's that part. That part is not healthy. But I'm working on that. I am. I'm making progress there. But other than that, I'm a pretty healthy dude. You know, I don't completely overdo it on sugar or anything. I just overdo it on food in general. It's not really junk food though. So, people like me, I wish there was a solution, and I think I have one. My first thought when I was coming up with a solution for some kind of health insurance, my first thought was, okay, if I'm putting away $1,000 a month, okay, and this is literally what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to set aside $1,000 per month for my own health insurance. But I was thinking of this in terms of like other people using this strategy. So someone puts away $1,000 a month, they can use whatever they put away. So over the course of a year, that's $12,000. They have $12,000 now basically in a health savings account that they can utilize towards health things. Okay? But then I thought, well, why don't they just get a savings account then? Right? What's the difference? Why is this anything special? It's really not anything special. So I'm like, okay, I got to keep putting more thought into this because obviously there's no real advantage to doing that. So what I came up with was a couple of things. Number one, my health insurance is going to be more expensive than anyone else's health insurance. Number two, they will be able to withdraw the full amount that they've put in for the first year. Bear with me, guys. Bear with me. They cannot withdraw more than they've put in for the first year. The idea behind that is I don't want someone coming in knowing that they're going to go skydiving, right? Maybe that's a bad example. I don't want someone coming in knowing that this year they're going to be doing something dangerous that is going to, you know, obviously require health insurance. That's not the point of this program. The point of this program is more about preventative health and smart spending. So here's the deal. I really hope you pay attention. This is my idea. This is what I'm going to do for me and my family. Okay, so I'm putting $1,000 away. That $1,000 is going to be traded. Okay, so I'm going to increase that $1,000 on a daily basis by a percentage. Okay, every single day. So that's going to be a thing. So here's what I'm going to do in terms of, I'm trying to explain this properly. Okay, so the first year, someone that comes into this system, they are not allowed to withdraw more than they put in. So if they've been in for a month and they put in $1,000, and they go see a doctor and it costs $100, they can do that. They can do that 100%. No problem, no issue. But if they put in the 1,000 and some kind of visit costs 2,000, well, now, like, we'll give them their 1,000 back, but they're going to have to come up. We're not going to give them another 1,000, you know, not for the first year. The first year, it's all just contributing and everything rolls over. It doesn't reset every year or anything like that. So they've saved up now $12,000 year two and beyond. They can use it for health things, health needs, right? So now all of a sudden, let's say at the end of year one, they're on month 13. Okay, so January of the next year. And their wife is having a baby. Okay, baby costs $15,000 in a hospital, roughly. Okay, $15,000 roughly. And so they put in $12,000. Guess what? We're going to give them the other $3,000 to cover that bill completely. 100% of it. Along with medications and things like that. Let's say a total of $20,000. How can we justify something like that? Well, it's pretty simple. They're not the only ones contributing to this pot. And this pot, as it gets bigger, there's compound interest involved when it comes to trading. So if we have a bunch of people putting in $1,000, a bunch of people putting in $12,000 for a year where they're really trying not to go to the doctor because they know they can't do more than they put in, now all of a sudden we have this massive hundreds of thousands of dollars in this pot that's being traded by professional traders that know what they're doing. And those professional traders are getting anywhere from 3 to 10% a day on that money. If somebody needs help, we will help them. And we will have that. Now, there might be some additional little things, like on year two, you can, you know, withdraw X percentage above what you've put in. I don't know yet. I don't know those details yet. That's why I'm being my own guinea pig. Okay, but I'm going to have a trading account open specifically for my health insurance. This is so fun. And so I'm going to be trading that every day, and I'm going to contribute $1,000 a month to it from my own money. And I'm just going to see how it works. I'm going to see those little details and things like that. Now, here's the other cool thing. If somebody signs up for this, I'm going to have preventative health stuff too. So we're going to have like a course on home remedies. We're going to have something on certain kinds of stretches and stuff to keep your back in line and your bones healthy. We're going to have diet plans and things like that for male and female, depending on body types. Like, it's going to be like the works into this thing to prevent you from going to the doctor. Now, here's the best part of this whole idea. If at any time somebody says, you know what, I'm a millionaire, I don't even need your health insurance idea, I don't need any of that, I have been with you guys for 5 years, which means I have contributed $60,000 into the pot, I would like my money back because I haven't used any of it. Let's just say they never went to the doctor, blah, blah, blah. Totally fine. They get all of their money back. So they never lose the money that they're putting in. They can always get their money back. What? I know, I just blew your mind. Wouldn't that be amazing? What an amazing system. Now, not everyone would qualify. Obviously, someone with pre-existing health concerns, you know, that's not exactly what this particular program would be used for. However, if this kind of program is successful and it makes a lot of money, guess what? You better believe that we're going to use that money to help people with medical issues, right? We're going to figure out a new program or something for them because we have the means. It's just so fun. I love coming up with these kinds of ideas. Guys, this took me years to come up with. And essentially, the insurance company would act like a bank. They take the person's money and they trade it to make more money. Just like a bank model. But it serves as almost like a savings account / insurance. It's a savings account for the first year, but it transforms then into a way better health insurance than they've ever paid for. You know, maybe there's something in there where if they pay like 12 grand up front, it just works. Or maybe the number needs to be bigger. Who knows, right? I'm just saying, like, there's things that we can do with this base idea, this foundational idea. Anyway, just some thoughts, throwing out some ideas. I hope it's inspiring. come up with some ideas, guys, in your life. Like, this is so much fun to do this kind of thing. Anyway, thanks so much, guys. We'll talk to you.